I grew up in Baytown, Texas. I'm not originally from Louisiana. I grew up in a little town called Baytown, Texas, which is near Houston. And I grew up in the church. I came, my parents were Christians. We went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night for most of my life. I was in the RAs and, you know, went to vacation Bible school. You're going to have that next week. I did all that stuff. And when I was about 12 years old, I went forward, you know, shook the preacher's hand, got baptized, all that good stuff. And boy, you know, because I, you know why I did it? Because I knew we're supposed to sometime. And I'm getting to be 12, and most of my friends already did that, right? Didn't really seem to impact my life much, because a few years later, something happened called 15 and 16. And driver's license, and a big boy now, you know, all that. Well, life went on, and, you know, high school, all the things that life involves. And as life progressed, I wanted to do what most young guys want to do in their 20s. And I wanted to do my thing. I wanted to go have some fun, right? Fun. And travel and do all the things that young people want to experience. And eventually, I can't go through all the details, but eventually through the course of my life, I became a commercial diver. Now, some of you may think that's a scuba diver. It's a wholly different thing. You may have seen some specials on TV where they go down in the diving bell and they work on pipelines and flange things up and do all that. That's what that was. So I became a commercial diver. Now, I don't know if you've ever met any commercial divers, but they're not normally nice. They're normally young, majority probably single. If you're not at work, you're in a bar or doing drugs or doing all the bad things you can think of that young crazy guys in their 20s and 30s do. But I still had that Christian background when I was a little kid. And after I'd done a bunch of the things that life presented, I began to realize that there's something empty there. There's something that's not, all this stuff isn't working. And there's something else that I need. And then I think back to when I was a kid. I started, actually at home a little bit, I started trying to read my Bible. I had a King James version of the Bible, and I got kind of mixed up in it, and, you know, couldn't really get through it too good. And I got sent on a job overseas to Spain, in the Mediterranean, and doing a job. And on my way home, my ticket was routed through London, so I had to lay over for a couple of weeks over there to have fun again. So I did a bunch of tourist stuff there. It was fall. It was around Christmas time. And actually, I was in London on Christmas Day in one of those little hotels where the kids travel around Europe and you stay in these little hotels that have a bathroom at the end of the hall and you got a room like a closet. I was in one of those. And actually, I was in one of those and they closed for Christmas. The hotel closed. They said, "You got to get out. We're closing for tomorrow." And I went to another one down the street. The one down the street, I'm standing there. There's nowhere for a tourist to go on Christmas Day. You might as well just stay home. And so I have a window in my room, and I'm looking out this window at the second hotel I was in. Now, the first hotel I was in did not have any Gideon's Bibles. But the second one, the one that God arranged for me to end up in, when I was standing looking through that window down the street with nowhere to go on Christmas Day, and I'm looking down, and there's 5 Gideon Bibles laying in the windowsill. And I'm thinking, Christmas, Jesus was born, Bibles. I think I'll read the story of Christmas, you know, Jesus' birth. And so I pick one up, and I go sit on my bed, and I'm looking for it. And I am shocked at that point that I know so little about the Bible that I knew so much about when I was 12. Because I went to PBS. I knew about Daniel in the lion's den. I knew about the 3 Hebrew children. I knew about, you know, all those stories, the Christmas story. And I picked the Bible up. I couldn't even find it. I mean, eventually I did, but I couldn't just turn to it. And so I found those stories and I read them. And this is that very Bible. Because I stole it. I did. Yeah, I stole the Bible. Is that bad? Yeah.
No. It's a free
one. There was 5 on the. So I stole one. And I was there for several more days after that, after Christmas. And in fact, I think the whole week up to New Year's. And every day when I was in my room or at night, I would start reading it. And I found it just compelling. Just compelling to read the different places. It was in an NIV version, which I found very readable. And I read and I read and I read and I remembered some of the stories. But you know what? They weren't even like I remembered them because they've been so long ago. And I'm reading these things and God's just speaking to me. And what had really happened is at that point in my life, when I decided that all the things I'd been doing weren't fulfilling, and I started seeking God, God began to arrange these events so that my seeking would be rewarded with finding. And I was reading just a day or two ago in 1 Chronicles 28. Is David talking to his son Solomon because he's about to hand off the kingdom and he's about to have to build the temple. And he's warning Solomon. He says, seek the Lord and you will be found by him. And I was thinking, wow, you know, that's what happens. Once you begin to seek, once you realize that there's an emptiness that's got to be filled, and once you realize that God's the way to it, he will fill the void. And so I left. I tried to cut this a little shorter because I'm probably at the 10 of my 15, 5 minutes now. But how do you tell people what God did in just 2 or 3 minutes? Anyway, so when it was time to go home, I could not stand to leave that Bible there. It had been meant so much to me over those few days. And I was packing my suitcase, and I started to leave it because it's just not right to steal a Bible. Might be lightning or something. And finally I said, I got to have it. And I put it in my suitcase and brought it home. And for a long period of time at home, I would sit up. I worked offshore in the oil field. And when you're not offshore, when you're at home, you're not working at all. So you have time. And I would sit up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and read and read and read. And that's so much I want to tell you. I got to cut it short. I read and read. And you know, I had been to college. I'd done a lot of things in the world. And all the things the world tells you are pretty much false. They tell you all about evolution and you came from pond slime somewhere. And my Bible tells me that God created me very special, just like he did you. And so I'm reading, and you know, a lot of people think, well, the Old Testament's all just a bunch of myths and fables and things people made up. But guess what? As I read it, honestly seeking God and meditating on it while I read it, I begin to realize that it's all true. And today I'll tell you that every word in this book is true. From the beginning where it says, in the beginning God created, to the very end of Revelation. It's all true. The flood of Noah is true. I've studied that. I've found all the alternate views that they don't teach you in school. The flood of Noah is true. All those days when time went backwards and the shadow went up the steps for Hezekiah and all those things, they are true. I don't know how God did it. I can't explain all how God did it, but I know they're true. And I remember this is the key point, and I'll go sit down. But at one point, I'm laying there in my bed, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm reading, and God's just touching my heart. And I just kind of broke down, tears streaming down my face. And I cried out to God, and this is what I told him. It may not be the sinner's prayer, but it really is the sinner's prayer. I even lifted my hands, alone in my room, I'm lifting my hands up to him, and I said, God, you are right, and I'm wrong, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for all that thing, the things that I did. And I realized that everything that you said in your word, even when I was a little kid and didn't really believe it, it's all true. Thank you, Jesus. And he saved my soul. And I'm here today. And I tell you, my life is completely different today than it was then. And he's made a pathway for me. And it's been wonderful. And I should have introduced my wife before I started out. She's the lovely lady in the black back there between Brother Steve, by Brother Steve. And God has provided a wife for me, which I didn't have at the time. But I just praise Jesus for all he does. And that was about 5 minutes.